USA is heading home. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Knocked out by the Netherlands at the World Cup in Qatar, 3-1.
For the Dutch, their hopes, their dreams of finally winning the World Cup will stay alive.
John Strong with the call on Fox. The Americans are winless in 12 games against European opponents at the World Cup since 2002. A political campaign that went into overtime is now in the home stretch.
This is the final weekend of campaigning before the runoff election for the Georgia Senate seat, currently held by Democrat Raphael Warnock. The incumbent holding several rallies Saturday. During an event in Atlanta, he questioned Republican challenger Herschel Walker's fitness for the job.
Georgia deserves a senator who actually knows what he's talking about.
Saturday on Fox and Friends, Walker said he is not the problem, but the policies supported by the president and Senator Warnock are.
Because of Joe Biden, we have these high gas prices. We have this high grocery prices. We have crime in the streets.
The runoff became necessary when neither candidate reached the 50% mark in last month's general election.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. The number of illegal migrants crossing our southern border could climb higher. Later this month, the public health order that kept many migrants out will be lifted.
The American people deserve solutions, not sarcasm. And part of this issue is there is no leadership in the White House, which is fine. What needs to happen is the House needs to lead again.
Texas Congressman Tony Gonzalez. In the new Congress, the House GOP will have a narrow majority. More nuggets are expected to be released today on Twitter about the social media platform's suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop story. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
An attempt at intimidation leads to a guilty plea to a federal hate crime.
The Justice Department says 24-year-old Axel Cox of Gulfport, Mississippi, built a wooden cross in his front yard and propped it up so his black neighbors could see it before setting it on fire in December of 2020. Court records show he also used racially derogatory language against the family. He was charged with violating the Fair Housing Act and indicted this year in September. Now the Justice Department says Cox has pleaded guilty to a federal hate crime.
Fox's Lisa Brady. Cox faces up to 10 years in prison. An arrest in Houston tied to the fatal shooting of rap star Takeoff. Police say he was shot last month by Patrick Clark outside a bowling alley during a dispute over a dice game. Sergeant Michael Burrow called Takeoff an innocent bystander.
I can tell you that Takeoff was not involved in playing in the dice game. He was not involved in the argument that happened outside.
The shooting wounded two other people. A second man also faces charges. One major city dealing with a major crime wave could keep a curfew in place.
Philadelphia City Council members have unanimously passed a bill that would require teens between 14 and 17 years old to be in their homes by 10 p.m. every night. A similar measure was used to curb crime during the summer when violence often spikes. Opponents say curfews, though, strain police resources while officers then have to take time to unite young people with their families. It's still unclear whether Democrat Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney will sign the measure. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Staying in Philadelphia, embattled District Attorney Larry Krasner has filed legal action in response to what he calls unlawful impeachment proceedings. The progressive prosecutor is set to go on trial in January. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.